Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Najib?
Speaking.
Hey, Najib, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Well, I got your email, you know. It upsets me because it seems like there is a bit hole, you know. I would like to connect with you a few things. If you remember when we were planning to proceed further, I told you that if you are sure about this, you know, another website, then only tell us so that we can proceed further accordingly. Now the problem is, I have allocated the team, all right, and on your existing website, the current website that you have, we have changed that plan as well. If you remember, previously it was WordPress, all right, and as a combo, I made that I'm gonna convert this one as a custom website. Yes, we're going to get another project as well. So the team working on your current website is also changed, and we have already acquired or allocated the other team as well. So now, you know, if we would delay it, it would be kind of a, you know, miscommitment. So, you know,
Okay. Let me explain. If we talk about it, about a miscommitment, then I think that the first comes from your side. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm telling you from your side, the first, when we had not talked about this, the second website, the first one, I don't know, like, who are behind the telephones I'm talking to, right? Mm-hmm. So the first person I talked to, Josh, and I explained everything, and I still have his emails that I explained everything to him, that my demands for the website, right? Including that online payment thing, including that I would be selling my book online with no copy option, with no saving option, no downloading option, exactly the way that you read it on Kindle on Amazon. That's what you can ask him, and it's not only we talked over the phone, but we exchanged emails, and I have the records of the emails he sent me. Right, and that was then when the deal was finalized, and then I made a payment, and then I was expecting to start at work, and then I came up with another website. And then when he called me, you explained a different thing, that you say, well, if, you know, we can get you that option, you can sell your book online, but that you know, people would be able to download it or save it or print it and stuff, or there would be a link and they can share the link, you know. This was the breach of the commitment or contract. The first thing you can ask him, and I tried to explain it to you. And then when I came with a second option, with a second website, I still told you that I don't have any money in hand. And I explained my situation, that I've been here in the United States as a refugee only for a year, not for a year, even for a few months since, you know, my regime, my government, my country was collapsed. So I'm in a situation that I still get a benefit from the state. And I will talk to some friends, and I did that. And then when my friends, they told me that they would be able to help me, to lend me some cash, either by 24th of October or end of this month. And I explained that to you. But then whenever we talked about anything, you kept mentioning the money, right? Although we already had talked about 24th or end of the money the very first time we talked about it. Then I started feeling that if it gets delayed. No. Let me explain it to you. And then I started feeling that, you know, although we already have talked about 24th and 28th or end of the month, and Roger is still, every time we talk, he comes up with a question, anything about the money, any news about the money. Then I, not to breach the commitment, not to breach my words, then I said, well, maybe, you know, you never guarantee, even the friends told you on 24th, 28th, or end of the month, if they again, if they come with an excuse or, you know, anything happens, then I don't want Roger or anyone there, you know, to be upset, right? So before we start over the project, and it doesn't mean that I don't want to work on the project. Yeah, if we can still work on the project, I'm gonna work on the project, and I will have this news agency. I already got the license of the news agency, and I'm gonna do this business, right? But just, you know, the postpone thing, It's just a kind of, I don't want you to be upset the way that he, if you are upset now and then pretend it, if you are done with a project and then at the end of the day, if I'll not be able to make it, maybe I'm still sure that I'll be able to make it. But just for the safe side, the way that we talk every time about any technical issue, any technical thing, you know, this money thing comes up with. So I don't want you to be, you know, to more answer with this. So that's why before we started, I just sent you an email because I filled it that, you know, the way that you've been asking for.
All right, let's
so
do this.
If you can fill, yeah.
Let's do this. See,
yeah, go ahead.
You made a commitment of 24, I know, and you know, I don't want to hear that every time from you, or I don't want to follow up with you, but you told me that, you know, you will let me know and you will have me updated on that once you talk to your friend. So I was just asking that. So that's fine if you have a schedule for 24, even if for the last day of this month, that would be 31st of this month, all right? Let's say till that. I already educated the team. I'm working on it. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's keep on working on it. And you try your best to get the amount, you know, settled.
I will. I know. Roger, if you are done with the website and if you finish the website, until I don't pay you, I will not ask you for the website to get me the website or access. And I need it, right? So when I need it, then I need to pay you, right? I'm not the kind of person that, you know, I would say, like, hey, please provide me the access, and I'll say, no, I won't get the access for the second website I'm talking about. Until I don't pay you the last penny. And then when I paid it, I will get it. And I need it. I need it right away. So I will do my best. I will do my best because I badly need it.
So I'll make sure of it. I'll help you in this situation, all right? That's not a problem at all.
Yeah.
I know that our money is not going anywhere, but we just want to connect with our billing department, all right? Like, we tell them that this is the date that we're expecting the payment so that they allow us to allocate more resources and get the ball rolling and let us working on the website. You're getting it. So for that, I just wanted to get a date, and now I have it. Like, it would be 24, either it would be 31st of this month. Until that date, we are going to get paid, all right?
All right, yeah, that works. And
right.
I need the other one, the first one, to get it as soon as possible.
Yeah, sure. We'll make that done. So I'll have Isaac. He's one of my associates. I'll have him expedite the services for you. And today he will call you and he will have a discussion with you on the first website. So that you know, you if there are change or updates that you guys would like to have there, he will take notes and he will get that done for you. And this way, within this week, all right, we'll try to cover the first website for you. So in the second week, as soon as you take care of the payment, we'll get you started with the second website as well, all right? So on the second website,
right.
We'll keep on working on the first website, but we will expedite the services for the first one for you, all right?
Sure.
All right. Perfect.
All right, Roger.
So I'm going to let you go now, all right? We'll discuss the project later today, and we'll go from there, all right? Thank you.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.